This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
In the fight to conserve tropical rainforests, here's a tool you don't often hear about. Orange peels. Specifically, 12,000 tons of them dumped on the land.
You don't normally associate waste disposal with biodiversity benefits, something that's good for the environment.
Tim Truer is an ecologist at Princeton University, and he's talking about a unique conservation story. It started in the early 1990s, when an orange juice producer called Del Oro set up shop near the Guanacaste Conservation Area in Costa Rica. It's a region that contains several national parks and a wildlife refuge. Del Oro needed somewhere to dump their orange peels, and the company also owned forested land, abutting the parkland, that it had no intention of cultivating. So a deal was struck. If Del Oro donated its forested land, it could dump orange peel waste on degraded pasture land within the conservation area. 1,000 dump trucks worth of orange peels were scattered on the land in 1998.
And within about 6 months, the orange peels had been converted from orange peels into this kind of thick, black, loamy soil.
The results of that influx of nutrient-rich organic material?
I couldn't even find the site the first time that I saw it.
He couldn't find it because, over 16 years, the orange peel waste had sent the land on a journey to become vine-choked jungle. Jungle with three times the diversity of tree species of the adjacent control plot, richer soil, and a much denser canopy. In other words, the experiment was a success. The results appear in the journal Restoration Ecology. Truer says perhaps this lesson could be applied elsewhere.
It's really a shame that we live in a world where there's nutrient-limited degraded ecosystems and also nutrient-rich waste streams. And we'd like to kind of see those two things come together a little bit. You know, that's not licensed for, you know, any agricultural company to just start dumping their waste products on protected areas. But it does, I think, mean that land managers, that restorationists, people involved with industrial scale agricultural operations should start thinking about ways to do thoughtful experimentation to see if in their particular system they can have similar win-win-win results.
That's actually win-win-win. A win for the company, a win for the protected area, and because the jungle packs away CO2, it's a win for the planet, too.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.